Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally. Oh, when you log on, you're going to discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Our world is shrinking, and you do know that we're all connected. Worldwide, a little thread, we're all connected. And the only thing that separates us is our thinking, our choices. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Internet Radio is a powerful marketing tool and a learning curve? I don't know, all of you business owners, entrepreneurs, and semi-retired, and you're not ready to give in. You know, Raymond Charles Barker said the danger of middle age and aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? You see, not everyone understands your purpose, your business, your service, or your product. If you're interested in becoming part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, be sure and email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Now, the show is archived. I've been told that there are times when I talk too fast. Well, there's so much that I want to get into the half hour. But you can always log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on Seize the Day, May 26th. Can you believe that this is the Memorial Day weekend? Now, tomorrow, be sure and tune in because we're going to have a Memorial Day tribute. We do not know one promise these men made, one pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act, the highest virtue of men and citizens. For love of country, they accepted death, and this resolve all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue. You know, Memorial Day is for remembrance of those who have died in service, so that you could live the life that you're enjoying today. So do tune in tomorrow at 8 a.m., and we'll talk about Memorial Day. But right now, I want you to seize the day, seize the moment, and log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on May 26th. Let not the heart be troubled during your sojourn, which is journey on earth. But seize the day as it passes. And this is from the Harper's Song. Hey, how did you sleep last night? Was it peaceful, uninterrupted? Or did you toss and turn, insomniac? Why is that? You know, there is a mental equivalent to everything that's happening to you today. Get the book, Heal Your Body, by Metaphysical Causations for Physical Illness. This is by Louise Hay. I would not be without it. And you know what's interesting? I have a dear person, and she has an incredible incredible sinus infection. And the metaphysical direction it resonates with, if you have a sinus problem, irritation to one person, someone close. But you declare peace and harmony. It indwells me and surrounds me at all times. All is well. So, what problem do you have? There is a metaphysical causation for physical illness. And I have to tell you that when I have anything that's going askew in my body, I immediately go to the Bible of Louise Hay, and sure enough, there is the answer. So when you went to bed last night, remember I told you that you were to clear your mind of all the negatives and all of the challenges that you had, because you see, darlings, that was your message. That was the universe telling you, have something to learn. Oh, lay down the sword. I'm going to challenge you again. For 24 hours, write down every thought that comes into your mind. And then set it aside, and then tomorrow morning, read it. You see, we're a creature of habits. How could you seize the day in joy and gratitude if you're really PO'd at everyone and everything? It's your journey. You're the creator of your life. I will say it over and over again until you finally get the aha. Yeah. Now I know. Now I know. Can you do that? Or are you a creature of habit, choices, your destiny? And negative thoughts are nothing but habits. And I want you to think of the people that you're going to surround yourself with today. Do they serve you? Or do they tear you down? How do you feel when you're with them? I do house cleaning every month, at the end of each month. I review my month and think about the people that I came in contact with and those came into contact. Did I serve them? Did I make them happy? Was I happy being with them? Or did I feel a negative twinge? And when that happens, darlings, I simply release them to their highest good. I don't blame them. There's no fault here. But they don't resonate in my life. And I don't resonate in theirs. The truth is, I'd rather have the three diehard friends that I have today who accept me just the way I am, and I accept them, than to have 200 who only just talk about it. Where did I read that fate designs our relatives, but we get to choose our friends? Can you seize the day today? Can you truly live in the now? It's never too late to begin. Did you know that you could learn how to transform your spiritual energy to attract positive life experiences? It's all in the thinking. May 26th, Memorial Weekend. Can you live in the moment? You have 24 hours, 1,440 minutes. How are you going to spend it? Do you light up the room when you walk in? Or do people think, oh, geez, here he or she comes? What do you give back? I know we all love to receive, but can you receive in the moment? Can you seize the moment and receive the gift that has been given to you? Huh. How is your day going? Call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Email me at Kathy Studio. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Kathi Studio at sbcglobal.net. Did you want to write to me? Love letters, A.R. Gurney's. Go to the library and get the play. It is timeless. It is timeless. So what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Can you seize the moment? Can you truly sit down and meditate quietly and not allow wayward thoughts to come in to sabotage your best interest? When we were growing up, when we were little children, we heard so many things that were so negative. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. I want them to abolish that. I want them to tear it up and flush it down the proverbial toilet. Words that hurt, words that inspire. Ikigai. What does that mean? Did you remember Ikigai? Tuesday. In Okinawa, they have the longest. They have centenarians that love their life, and they wake up every morning looking forward. Are you looking forward to your day? Are you looking forward to the weekend? Can you live in the now? Can you seize the day? This is Kalidasa, an Indian poet of the 4th or 5th century. He was a bard. Shakespeare was the bard. Bard means poet. Today well lived makes every yesterday a dream of happiness and every tomorrow a vision of hope. Look well, therefore, to this day. And Science of Mind says we should also erase the thoughts of yesterday that would rob us of today's happiness. And if you cannot make light of your troubles, keep them in the dark. You know, no one cares. They might listen, but no one really cares. Can you seize the day and honor who you are? What dreams do you have? 347-637-3789. Then I want you to act as if. What you think about happens. If you expect to succeed, you will. But you have to be firm in your decision. Thoughts are not just things. They are the creator of things. You know, you were born rich. Rich in every phase of life. I'm not just talking about money. You were born to fill a spot in this life. And if you don't do it, who will? So I want you to start right where you are. Now here's the part. I want you to become an actor or an actress. Build the image of what you want and then act as if you already received it. I'm going to repeat that. In your mind's eye. Or get a poster board. Build the image of what you want. And then act. Seize the day. Seize the moment. As if you've already received it. Can you act like the person you want to become? Competing and comparing. You've heard me say this time and time again. The Europeans think we're insane. And if you're competing, just about the time you catch up with the Joneses, they refinance. Can you let creative energy fill your consciousness and then mold it into an image of yourself in a much more abundant state of life? There's no debate. The minute you put a thought, the minute you have a thought, it goes out into the universe. It goes out into the universe. And the choice is yours. You can sit in the shade or seize the moment and move into sunshine. Oh, when we're gloomy and grumpy, we may not really believe that there is any sunshine. But you see, the sun is always there. And it's there when we're in bondage. And when you're in bondage, when you're in confusion, when you're in a state of despair, it's happening because you have a lesson to learn. Can you just for today seize the moment and relax into a new, richer dimensions of living, celebrating joys of each moment? Around 150,000 years ago in East Africa, the first anatomically modern humans appeared. Scientists call them AMHS, anatomically modern humans. Over the next 1,000 centuries, most AMHS fanned outward in all directions in search of better food or to escape natural calamities. When and where did it all begin? But you know what they did? They seized the day. Depending on their eternal guidance and mechanisms, just as birds and fish have, steering them out of harm's way toward a better life. So what did they do? They lived in the moment. The Cro-Magnons, log on, Google, Cro-Magnons. How did they know? You see, they still found time to paint cave walls with animal images after settling in what is now Europe. Did you know that 5,000 years ago, people generated art, music, and writing? While they enjoyed nothing like we would call leisure, they appreciated beauty and asked great big questions about who they were and what life meant. We know this because long before it was all practical for them to do so, they created religious philosophies. Oh, there was an Egyptian goddess and then some. Mata, being a goddess, she expressed a feminine culture and nature, though it's too easy to caricature the old goddesses and gods as superheroes and action figures. Mate was not a cosmic person, but an energy field wrapped around a set of enduring values. Huh. When and where did it all begin? In the Cro-Magnon time, at the time of the caveman. I did research on this. Movement. They began to sway and move with the trees when the wind would blow them right and left. When did they all begin to talk? How did it happen? When did we seize the moment, to seize the day to move forward? Who were our role models? Who were our role models? They talk a great deal about Africa and Egypt and Greece. The final test was facing one's own mortality unafraid. They seized the moment. They seized the moment. Children of African heritage of the Western world are now taught the tragic fact that they are descended from slaves. But these children and all of us should also hear the truth about their ancestors far longer ago, but for the millennium, were architects and astronomers, physicians, engineers, and kings and queens. The heroic journey through the self to the self still survives in teachings such as ours, but there was a time when it piloted the longest lasting civilization on earth. Can you seize the moment? I'm going to seize the moment right now to celebrate my partners. Life with Kathy is sponsor driven, but I prefer partnership because we walk together. I want you to feel the energy. Life with Kathy is brought to you by, in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed, educated world. Impact and Iron Workers at each other's back, and I'm their outside advocate. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Pérignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Impact gets the job. The source of paying the bills. You have a building, a project, Impact comes in, and they put you in touch with the iron workers. Incorporating the Dom Pérignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on, impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers, the Dom Pérignon of the trades. Do you want a career or a trade? Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. I love illuminating the character of iron workers. I married one. Well, they're brilliantly talented. And I love to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. And of course, my mission and purpose is to educate you, to introduce you to. I want you to acknowledge ironworkers. They are co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. And the CD is available. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. I'm off and running right after the show. They have a 50-plus club. The consortium is directed by Rika Cuff. Bored and lonely? Look in the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. Can you seize the day? Can you seize the moment and declare that you're going to change your life by changing your thinking? And you're going to take little baby steps. But in the meantime, remember, you woke up this morning and the first hour was the rudder of the day. Did you seize the day? How is it going so far? It's your plan. It's your play. You're the director. And you choose all of the actors and actresses in your play. Log on heparks.org and get in touch with your park district, senior centers, and libraries. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Ah! Log on, simplyageless.net, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare in Original, and then click on Books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Everyday happenings we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into our body. Find out how to neutralize them. It's an e-book and a soft copy. You get it only through me. I self-authored. Scroll down to Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Available at Author House. Scroll down. The Heart of the Lion. My Trip to Africa. Come traverse with me the Serengeti and the Maasai. Be part of the migration of the wildebeest. See the elephants, the cheetah, the hippos. What an experience. Scroll down. 101 great ways to improve your life. So 115 of us bared our soul so that you could enjoy a quality of life that's probably eluding you by your choice. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote the book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Get it at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon.com. But can't you feel the energy of being empowered to direct your day? It's your play. It's your story. Who are the actors and the actresses? Shakespeare said the world is a stage, and we're all in it. We are all in it. Can you have vision and see beyond your limit? Can you have an enjoyable day by seizing it? Until tomorrow, au revoir.